Well, at this time, we look at the children's catechism, and I want to say we have so few children, so we ask some of the young people to help, and so the catechism question number 30: what is sin? Okay, and what is the proof of that? Thank you, Justin. Thank you. And question number 31. What is meant by transgression? And Esther, what's the proof of that?
1 Samuel 15:22-23. As the Lord has shown in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better to than a sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of burnt. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and adultery.
In other words, transgression is like rebellion and stubbornness. And he says it's stubbornness is like iniquity and idolatry, and rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft. I have something that I brought from home, and I wonder if anyone knows what this is. And I'm talking especially to the young children. Well, Justin, you know, it's a tape measure. What do you do with it? Measure stuff. Okay, this pulpit is about 42 inches high. And so if you come here, it's about 45 inches right here. And some theme parks, they don't use the tape measure, although they have to have some way to figure out the height requirements. But you have, when you want to go on a ride on some of the theme parks, they have these what they call height requirements. Do you know how tall you are, Justin? We'll measure you later on. I have this tape measure. But one of the most popular rides at the Magic Kingdom in Orlando is Space Mountain. Anybody ever been on Space Mountain? Yeah, it's fun. It's fun, but you have to be 44 inches tall to get on that ride, that crazy ride. You have to be 44 inches tall. Wouldn't it be discouraging if you were to wait in line for sometimes 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and you get to the front of the line and you're ready to go on, and the person that's letting people on says, "Oh, I'm sorry, you don't meet the height requirements, and so you're not able to get on the ride." That would really be a bummer, wouldn't it? It'd be awful. Well, because you don't measure up to the 44-inch rule, the reality is God has rules too. Rules are good for us. God's rules are His law, and His law tells us what is right and what is wrong. God's rule, or his moral rule, His law, tells us what is acceptable to God, what is pleasing to God. It tells us what is not pleasing to God and what He does not like. People who don't measure up to God's rule don't please God, and they don't get to heaven. We have to meet the rule of God. We have to measure up to that rule. But here's where the problem comes in. No one measures up to the rule. No one meets the standard. Not you, not any child, not any parent, not me, especially not me. But we don't live up to the rule. And so the scripture says, all have fallen short of the glory of God because we've all sinned against God. Did you, and now I'm asking the children because I know the answer for the adults. Did you ever lie? Did you ever take something that didn't belong to you? Did you ever throw a fit because you didn't get what you wanted? Michaela? You don't have to tell me. I mean, I did. I remember one time we had We were going on a road. I was a little boy, and I asked my dad to stop at an ice cream store, and he wouldn't stop. So I rolled down my window, took off my cowboy boots, and threw them out the window, and he stopped. But he didn't give me an ice cream. Have you ever disobeyed your parents? Justin, have you ever done that? Not good. That means you don't measure up. Because God wants us to honor our parents and to obey our parents. The Lord Jesus came into the world for that reason, to measure up to those things that we could never measure up to. And He did not fall short of the glory of God. In fact, He is the glory of God. Jesus never lied. He never said a bad word. Jesus always obeyed His Father and His earthly mother and His earthly father. He never fought with His brothers or sisters, even though they were not always very nice to Him. Jesus did all that God required, and He did it for those of us who know that we're sinners and who believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He did it for me, and I desire that He would do it for you. And the only way to know that is if you call on the Lord and ask Him to save you. And that's not just for children. That's for all of us. We need to. The Bible says, as Mr. Wilfong mentioned earlier, if whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But we need to know that we don't measure up. Amen.